Familie K. Workstations!
Donnerstag, der 18.10.2007, Schleifweg.
So, erzähl mir doch mal von deiner Arbeitsbiografie. Wie bist du dahin gekommen, wo du jetzt bist?
Wenn ich war eine Studentin in der Kaliningrader Universität, und dort habe ich Linguistik studiert und Englisch. Ich habe auch einige Ausstellungen und Veranstaltungen von dem Zentrum für zeitgenössische Kunst in Kaliningrad besucht. Und dort mit Kuratoren got acquainted with curators from this center. They invited two photographers from the United States to organize a workshop. And I visited this workshop as well. And there was my teacher from the university who translated for this workshop. And she saw me, and then after a while she came up to me at the university and asked me whether I would be interested to work as an interpreter at the National Center for Contemporary Arts. Yes, and I said, yes, sure, I would like to try. It was on the fourth year of studying at the university. And so I started to, and at that time I also was interested in photography and tried to take pictures. At the same time, parallelly with starting to work at the National Center for Contemporary Arts, I organized my solo exhibition. So that's how I came there and worked as interpreter. But they offered me to try to work as curator. And I tried to combine these two jobs, and I organized smaller exhibitions and slide shows. By slideshows I mean that I showed photographs by local young artists in Kaliningrad to the local audience in some cinema or internet club, I have been working there since 2002 till present. Now I have a one-year break here in Germany. I participate in the program for cultural managers, which is called Kulturmanager aus Mittel- und Osteuropa, und das ist ausgeführt von Mid-Ost-Verein. This Mid-Ost-Verein is working on the basis of Robert Bosch Stiftung. So.
Das ist der Unterschied zwischen deiner Arbeit in Russland und der Arbeit, die du jetzt hier machst.
Der Unterschied zwischen meiner Arbeit in Russland ist, dass hier ich muss alles allein tun. Ja? There I did not, for example, do fundraising, I visited some seminars where they taught us how to do fundraising, for example. But here I will have to do it myself. I will have to learn to do it for the first time. Also, I did not work with press so much because we had PR manager. She also worked with press. She had a list of contacts to all the television, radio, newspaper journalists. She sent out all the information about the projects to them, and so on and so on. And we had web designer who uploaded all the information on the website. So all I had to do is to invent an idea, to collect works, and to give tasks to other colleagues at the center. But here I think I will have to do, maybe except some technical work, I will have to do most of the work myself. So that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Was erwartest du dir von dem Jahr hier? Was möchtest du erreichen und was möchtest du dann damit machen?
Mm-hmm. Dinge, das ich möchte hier erreichen, ist eine neue Erfahrung und ich möchte auch, dass es auch wichtig von Reisen zu lernen, zu praktizieren, ja, und zu lernen und neue Kontakte zu knüpfen hier für mein Zentrum und vielleicht ein neues Projekt, großes Projekt zu realisieren im Bereich Human Rights.
Mhm. Mhm. Wolltest du schon immer in die Kulturarbeit gehen? Oder hattest du als Mädchen zum Beispiel andere Träume, was du machen möchtest?
Ja, I have been dreaming, not only when I was smaller, but also now. For example, I like alternative medicine and I like, for example, acupuncture as alternative medicine. But for this, in Russia, it's necessary to go to the university and study at least for 6 years there. And it's very difficult to study there. It's quite hard to enter the university and they have lots of theory exams, which is quite difficult for me because I always had problems at learning theory by heart. So I have maybe bad memory, I don't know. So for me it's quite difficult. And in Russia it's huge time, 6 years, because we usually, after school, we go to the university and it's 5 years and then we have to find a job and then, so we do it all the time very quickly. We must have a family quite early, not must, but it's traditional in Russia. Maybe something is changing slowly in recently, but it used to be, for example, in recent time, it used to be traditional. I don't think that I will enter the medical university. It's just a dream. And I also like sports, but it also requires, if I would like to get a better job at some sports club or in some fitness center or whatever, I also have to, it's better if I have some education in this sphere. And it's also, if it can be university, physical training, and also minimum five years. So for me, it's just dreaming. Yes, that's what.
Und wie kam es zu deiner Entscheidung, Linguistik zu studieren?
Diese Entscheidung, this solution or this decision, at first my mother decided that I should, when I was a child, and she wanted me to speak English very well. And she, I went to tutors, to private tutors who taught me English from, I don't know how many, maybe 10, when I was 10, 11, 12 years, I think 12 years old, yes. I started to go to a private tutor, and my mother helped me to enter the university. Actually, without her help, maybe I would not manage this, and that's how I came to studying linguistics. Yes, and I also like I was also dreaming about singing, maybe because I like it, but I can't sing, unfortunately.
Why not?
No, I don't have the ability, the talent, I don't know, the potential to sing. I have no strong voice, yes.
But you can build it.
Yes, maybe, but I think still I think it's too weak, because when I was, it was also at school, and we had music lessons, and there we were singing, and my music teacher said that yes, if I train a lot, I sing well, but too not loud, but how we say it, nicht leise.
Zu leise.
Mhm. Ja.
Jetzt hast du ja dieses Linguistikstudium gemacht und bist in der Kulturarbeit gelandet.
Mhm.
Wie meinst du, wird es für dich weitergehen?
The question is, how do I see my future? Yes.
Yes.
Mhm. Mhm. Actually, I don't know, because I don't know what I would do, I will do in the future, because I also wanted to study design. That's also kind of, it's not a dream, but it's more a desire to be a designer. Yes. But for this, I think I also feel that I need to study something. I have some private lessons of painting and drawing when I was a student at the university, but I don't think that's enough, and when that I studied it some time, I think I should practice it more and more, drawing, painting, learning software, improving my skills in this field. We'll see, maybe in, I don't know, in maybe in a couple of years, I will try to study design and then to work in this field. We'll see. I'm not sure about it, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Wenn du dir jetzt ganz frei aussuchen könntest, in welchem Bereich du arbeitest, wenn du zum Beispiel kein Geld verdienen müsstest, was würdest du dann machen?
The question is whether the job is not well paid.
And no. If it is not necessary for you to earn money,
mm-hmm.
what would you do then?
Okay.
If you're totally free in your decisions and everything.
That's a good question. Then I would photograph, paint, draw, and write essays. And yeah, so I would be an artist then, if I didn't have to earn money. In this case, I would be an artist. And yeah, and I would just try different things like design and other things if I have time. Then I just would try it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Du hast gesagt, dass es bei euch in der Regel so ist, dass man relativ früh eine Familie hat. Ist das in einem Widerspruch zu deinem Lebenslauf?
The question is about families, that in Russia people have families quite early, right? And is it the same with me?
Yes, or is mm-hmm. your kind of life
mm-hmm.
You decided to do, mm-hmm. is it compatible with to having a family
mm-hmm. quite early? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It depends on your relations with the person you meet and how you decide to organize your life. I mean, when to have children, when not to have children. It's up to every person to decide. And in my case, I was married, but I divorced. And I would like to have children now. But I don't know. But on the other hand, I understand that in this case, I would have less time for my hobbies, for studying new things, and so on and so on. And for example, to go into a new field like design. But I don't know, we'll see. Because when I was married, I didn't plan I planned to study design or to study as an artist here in Germany. That's why I learned a little bit German when I was in working at the National Center for Contemporary Arts. Yes, I don't know. We'll see.
So, and is there a dream you dreamed about for your own future?
For my own future? A dream?
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, dreams about... I'm dreaming about having... It's related to the questions you asked me.
Yes.
That, for example, if I have the possibility to work, to do whatever I want, and if I have this possibility not to earn money, that's the dream, of course.
Okay. I thought perhaps there is a dream which is more unrealistic or something.
Unrealistic like dream?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I would like to compose music, for example, and to sing myself. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think it's realistic.
Mm-hmm. So if you have such a dream, do you like music? Do you listen to music very often? Or what kind of music do you prefer?
I like different music. I don't stick to particular style or anything. The main thing is that it's like in art, that it's... for you, you feel something when you listen to it, and it's something that I don't know, like friends, when there are so many people, but when you communicate with a person, you feel that you have something in common. So that's the same with music, for example, or with art. So yes, and I tried to compose electronic music, now I'm kind of made a pause in it, and I don't continue it now. I have some materials, but I feel that for me, maybe I need more education in this field, because I was not educated. I played piano when I was a child, but I forgot all the everything, the notes and so on. Maybe in order to be at a high level, I have to devote myself completely to something. For example, if I want to compose good quality music, then to realize what I want, maybe I have to devote myself completely to it. But I don't do this because I have to work as a cultural manager now. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for the future, do you see, or is it thinkable to find a way to combine all these skills you work in or dream about? Or do you think these are dreams, these are hobbies, and this is my work?
I think that, for example, it is possible to combine, for example, some things like working as cultural manager and working as designer, for example. I think it's possible to combine, and as interpreter also. But I think it would be difficult to... and also to work as an artist, maybe. But I think it's still, it will be difficult, because when you devote yourself to many different things, then it's difficult to make it at a good level, maybe. I don't think. I think so. I don't know. Maybe it depends on person.
Bist du neugierig auf deine eigene Zukunft?
Ja, ich bin sehr, sehr neugierig.
Familie K. Workstations!